Great tune, the Littleton Fisherman, and I love that, Priscilla. I love that key change. So, and that like day out, day down, that's lovely there. So you get kind of get into it a little bit. You know, you laid a bow into the fiddle on that one. So, everybody doing okay? There's a lot of comments here, and I don't really get to read the comments, but I'll try and read them after if I can. I don't know if I'm able to do that, but anyway, Lisa's got things under control here by the looks of it. So
you can save the chat, but you have to do it before you end the meeting.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. So that'll be a first for me. So, you know, every week I learn something new, you know. So, all this technology stuff. Rogin, how are you? Lovely to see you. You have to unmute there. Come on now. How are you doing? Don't, Rogine, come on. Unmute that thing. And say hello. You got to unmute yourself. Michael, help this woman out. There you go. Now are you.
Hello, how are you? Sorry. The last hour I was on, I wouldn't even put my picture up. I'm in my pajamas, I'm dressing gown. I should be in bed.
Oh, No. We're delighted to have you here. So if any of you don't know who Rogin is, Rogin and Padraig, they teach set dancing, and I've known them for years, and they're fantastic. And we were on our honeymoon last year, we went to the cobblestone, right? Was it the cobblestone?
That's right, yeah.
And there was a session in the front of the house, and they were doing a ceilidh in the back of the house. They didn't know I was there, and they came out. And so, will you come back and play a tune for the ceilidh? So we had great crack. But we've had so many, many great times together over the years. And I was delighted. And thanks for showing up at Joni's thing. That was the master session.
Yeah, that was lovely. I really enjoyed that night. But thank you for that. This is brilliant. Paula just told me about it. I didn't realize. It is a bit late for us, but it's thoroughly enjoyable, and I'll just be yawning tomorrow at work. Right. It's great. And thank you to everybody. It's lovely to see you all, and hope you're keeping well.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's, you know, we did the Saturday. That's why we do the Saturdays earlier. So we do them at 2 instead of 4 my time. So that way it's, I think it's 10 o'clock in Ireland when we do that, the master sessions. Anyway, sorry, everybody. I had to say hello to Rogin, my dear friend.
Snapdown McIntyre.
Let's see, and give Padraig a big kiss from me too.
He gave me one. I asked him to have a look at the screen. He says no. He just leant in and gave me a kiss. He was putting the dogs out to bed and out for a little pee. And he's gone to bed now because he's had to be up earlier than me even.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the best.
So is he teaching still?
In school, yes. Yeah. And they're having a lot of difficulties there with the social distancing, and it's proving quite difficult. It's a small country school. We can't get substitute teachers. And 2 weeks ago, I was had a flu, so the doctor sent me for testing for COVID. And the minute I was sent for COVID testing, he had to leave school immediately and wait for my test result before he could return.
Really?
And it was only a 5-teacher school, so 1/5 of the teachers were gone.
Oh, my God.
But I was negative.
This bloody COVID thing. Hopefully we'll get the vaccines and we'll get rid of everything. All right. Any particular requests from anybody? We're going to do reels again, I think. Let's see what we got here. The ash plant. Oh, no. We won't do that because Jan left. So let's do Jackie Coleman's The Bag of Spuds and the Bird in the Bush. So while we're taking a little mini chat here, so of course a lot of you are here every week, so you know this already, but for some of the new ones, if you think about it, could you just give the plug for the Master Sessions? We have Brian Conway coming up this Saturday. We have 11 Master Sessions set already, which is, well, except Boxing Day, and that's, I'll let you know what's going to happen. We're going to do boxes on Boxing Day, but I'm still waiting to get hear back from a couple of people. But you could look at the list of incredible musicians that we've got. I'm over the moon that, you know, when I contacted everybody, they didn't even hesitate. Said absolutely right away, they said they would love to do it. So we have Brian Conway on Saturday, and then the following week we have Kevin Burke, and then we have, I think, am I speaking out of school here, Lisa? Speaking of school, I think we have Kevin Burke on the 19th.
On the 19th, and I may have missed it, but I don't think you mentioned Michael McGoldrick and Angela Usher.
On the 12th, that's right. Michael, so if you don't know Michael McGoldrick, he's probably one of the greatest living flute players, and it plays fantastic pipes, and his resume is just unbelievable. He's one of the, I never met him, but I chatted with him for the first time to ask him if he wanted to do this, and he was the nicest guy, let me tell you. For somebody who's done all these big things that he's done, he was incredibly nice and very graceful. And Angela Usher is a wonderful young lady. I never met her either, but I listened to her CD and she's fantastic. So just help in any way you can to get the word out. And of course, you can join us too. You don't have to play, you listen or whatever, but the more help we can get, the better. So anyway, thank you for listening to my commercial.
And you've got some tune requests in the chat, by the way, John. I don't know if you have a chance to see them. And also a request to maybe ease back on the horses just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Getting too carried away here. Too excited. So, we did the Sligo Maid already. Joanne, we did the Sligo Maid already. You were late. All right. So the Jackie Coleman's Bag of Spuds and the Bird in the Bush.